Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report, sponsored by San Francisco Bay University. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. Waymo, taking to the open roads, becoming the first robo-taxi service in the U.S. to offer rides on freeways. Waymo started testing out its services for passengers in San Francisco 4 years ago. So, Natalie, why go to the freeways now? What took so long to expand?
Yes, so obviously freeways comes with its unique challenges. You know, speed is much more than you can go in regular city streets. And so what Waymo is announcing today, it will connect some of these existing markets, let's say the San Francisco, the city, as well as down further south, even to San Jose. And so that would make it easier for people to travel down and up the Bay Area.
So this isn't going to be available to everyone, though, because you have to sign up for it?
Yes. And so this will be available first to those who sign up for new services and features in the app. And then gradually it will be open up to more people.
What if you want to stay on city streets and you don't want to go on the freeway?
I don't believe that's an option. You know, Waymo will plan the route where it thinks is best. You know, right now in places like Austin and Atlanta, where Waymo is also operating, it kind of avoids the highways. But right now, you know, they're gradually going to roll out these freeway routes in SF, Phoenix, and LA, potentially to shorten some of the trips that customers take.
Yeah, LA freeways is a challenge for human drivers. So I would only imagine that it will be a challenge for Waymo as well. How many markets is Waymo going to be expanding into, and is this impacting its expansion plans?
Yes, so Waymo is going to be in, you know, doing 10 new more markets next year, including in DC and Miami. Some of these have been announced, and being able to go on freeways and collect more data there and learn from the experience there will definitely help accelerate some of their expansion.
I would be curious to find out whether there are certain cities that have that as the car learns, you know, where do they find the freeways to be easier? Where do they find them to be more difficult?
I'm sure this will be something we definitely want to ask Waymo as they learn more from their deployments. We've heard from their executives that they do adapt their driving style of the robot to the locals. And so let's say in LA, they have a tendency to drive a little faster than, say, in SF. As for the freeways, the company has said they will keep traveling up to the speed limit. And if they find a need to pull over, the cars will sort of aim to exit the freeway and to find a safe spot nearby.
Now, are any of Waymo's competitors close to getting to this point?
So far, Waymo is the only one doing this fully driverless. Tesla has also launched its self-driving services for customers, but there are still safety monitors inside the cars. For other companies, let's say for Chinese robotaxi company WeRide, they are also on the highway in Abu Dhabi, but they've still also got safety drivers. So Waymo is really the front runner here.
And this freeway service, it's up and running now?
Yes, it's open today, but as we mentioned, as we discussed, it's open to a select set of customers, and the freeway service will be available 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I'm just used to seeing them on the streets of San Francisco. I'm just wondering if I have to get used to seeing them on the highways as well. And probably sounds like I will.
Yes, definitely. And they've been testing this with employees in the car. So I've definitely seen photos on social media where, people spotted these cars already on the road. But today is when you can actually go on the highways, you know, for select customers.
Natalie, thanks for the reporting and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.